D-O-R-R, capital B-O-T-H-W-E-L-L, at her studio in Mendocino, California, and the date is February 27th, 1965. First, I'd like to ask you, Dora, where were you born?
Right in San Francisco.
What year was that?
1902.
And where did you receive your art training?
At the California School of Fine Arts, which at that time was a temporary building on the lot where the Mark Hopkins Hotel is now. It wasn't the Art Institute, but it was the old temporary wooden structure built on the foundations that were left of the Mark Hopkins home after it was dynamited during the fire and earthquake.
It was called the Mark Hopkins School at that time.
No, it was called the California School of Fine Arts.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just had its name changed, and that was in 1921. Went to art school there, and then I studied with Rudolf Schaefer, who was just teaching there at that time. I think he taught a year, and then the following year he opened his own school of design, and I studied color with him. And that was about the extent of it, except 1923, I think it was 22 or 23, I went to the University of Oregon to get pre-medical anatomy, and wound up studying principles of Chinese art for some reason or other. That was it.
How did you first make any contact with the government-sponsored art projects?
Well, the very first contact I made was when I had come back from Europe in 1931, and fall of 31 or the beginning of 32, that was the first PWAP or WPAP, I've forgotten which way the letters went, and at that time that was not, that was a project to help artists, but it wasn't to keep them from starving to death. At that time the Depression hadn't really bitten into American life so deeply, and I first heard about it over the Richfield Reporter, and I wrote a little note to find out about it, and he got back that nobody knew anything about it. And then sure, this was in San Diego, and shortly afterwards I think McDonald Wright came down there, and he knew something about this, and he was getting very much interested in the whole thing, and later became head of the Los Angeles project when it was the WPA. But the very first project was, you just made a painting, and they sort of distributed them to the museums, and I know I did one. I was experimenting then with Cino Cennini's gesso process.
Who's gesso?
Cino Cennini. He's the man that was always interested in gesso, and his work had been translated that year by Yale University. So, at any rate, I did a gold leaf and tempera, egg tempera painting on gesso for the San Diego Museum, which it still has. And that was under the PWAP, I think it was called. And I think I did three things altogether. I did a sort of a baby mural, let's say. It was, in those days, of course, canvases are so huge now, but it was a quite large canvas, and it was of a market, a regular supermarket, and the shopping bag had the blue eagle on it with the NRA, was that it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. And at any rate, hanging back of the lights and the scales were some other banners of the time, and it was just a regular, ordinary scene, but that was that. I think I did two things on gesso and this one mural for the PWAP.
This was when you were living in San Diego?
That's when I was in San Diego.
How long were you on the PWAP, do you remember?
Less than a year, six months, I think.
Less than a year.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, it was very elastic, and it had no real, I couldn't find, looking back, I can't see any real tight organization of the thing. We were just kind of commissioned, and I don't remember what they paid us, or if they, what, it was very small, I know. It wasn't a living thing. We weren't supposed to be paid adequate sums for it. We were supposed to do something, and somebody would pay a little bit here and match the government's payments or something like that. I really don't remember about
mm-hmm.
that.
Were you commissioned? Did they give you the ideas of the project?
They didn't give
you
the ideas, no, but they did. They asked for a painting or a piece of sculpture or something like that. And they generally had some idea of where it would go. Oh, I think I did four things, because I remember one canvas was called The Devout Vegetarian, and that went up